It partly came from a desire to interact with the, to engage with the environment. And it partly came from dissatisfaction with sound work, where you always had to change batteries or run mains cable or power cable. And I just thought it'd be so nice if you had things, I was thinking originally, by the side of the path that were making sound and reacting to the sun, and that they would be solar powered. And that idea kind of grew into the idea of hanging things in trees. I had these brass gramophone horns made, so I have 10 of them, and in the piece where I've hung it here, I've used 7, just because of the spacing of the trees. It's just a very simple little oscillator circuit, but it's solar powered, and so the frequency of the sound changes according to the amount of sunlight that's falling on the solar panel. And also there's a light reactive part of the circuit as well, so there's quite complicated set of elements that can affect the way it sounds. And so you find that during the day, if it's sunny and cloudy, or if the amount of sunlight changes, then they all sound quite different. And also I use slightly random components in them as well, so each one, even under the same light, would actually sound slightly different.
Just as we've been standing here, it was a bit clouded over, and then the cloud moved out of the way and the pitch went up.
Yep.
And that's to do with how the circuitry is reading the light and how that affects this.
The light affects the power, and it affects the frequency of the oscillator.
It's like hearing sunlight.
You couldn't get much more of a direct translation from sunlight to sound, really. It's actually very simple, technologically very simple.